Record.
Oh, are we ready?
We're all ready.
Well, there goes my complete knuckles. This, the Evergreen Cemetery Committee Special Session, held on Thursday, November 7th, 2019, at 5:30 p.m. at the City of Bisbee Meeting Room, located at 915 South Tollerville Road, Bisbee, Arizona, 85603. I call this meeting to order. And it is...
5:34.
5:34.
This is your call to the public. Michael Kyle.
Kyle, what's it called?
Hi.
Kyle.
Hi.
I would just want to... Okay, I'm here. Snooty is not here. Grace Wiggins. She's here. Linda Halsted. Deborah Fagan.
Here.
Okay. Joan Hanson is not here. City Liaison.
Ryan here.
He's here. Okay, and Terry isn't here. I'm gonna have to chew him out.
He won't come. Because he says unless it's in the mornings. He says he gets going in that direction, he's not gonna be coming.
I'm gonna move this over here between the... It picks you back, make sure it picks you back a lot.
A call to the public.
We do.
Where?
Well, it's not on our agenda, I don't know why, but we've missed it, but we should.
As I say, so, Chair Mannix is not here, and we will have call to the public. And your name, sir?
Michael Hyde.
Michael, how do you spell your last name?
H-Y-D-E.
We used to have a Hyde Stewart that spelled it that way. Go ahead, sir. Do you want to speak?
Well, I'm here on behalf of the American Legion. I'm the American Legion Commander.
Yeah.
As you guys know, that we're going to be doing a quick little ceremony at the cannon on the 10th. There was some refurbishment to that cannon that was done, and we're going to be handing out certificates to those that were involved in that. And then also on top of that, we'll be there on for Veterans Day at the cemetery.
Okay. And that's to honor the live veterans, right?
That's correct.
Thank you. That's it? Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Oh, I right on. Okay, whole business. Discussion on having bamboo cut on the west side of the fence.
West side of the fence?
It's over by Shady Dell.
Okay. It's still there, I assume, because I'm sure you...
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's still there. It needs cut down.
We will put it in work order right now.
There's a tree. Okay, that's item one. Now, go ahead with your...
No, I'll put in a work order for that. I mean, our new work order system is so much easier, so much nicer. All of our staff gets them, our division leads, they get them, and... Mm-hmm. Most of the time, if they don't understand, I get a phone call within like 10 minutes. So, what do you want us to do? And so, it really works out. So, put in a work order, and it'll get done.
I think that was discussed in one of the other meetings about work orders. Actually doing communication with you via email in order to generate a work order.
You also can go, if there's anything like that, you can all, whenever you want, go on to... our website, do the report, report concern or something?
Oh, I don't know, but I think David erased them all. I'm going to put it on there.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That's the way I feel about it.
But yeah, anytime. If you want to call or we can, we'll take it.
Okay, and item two, discussion on having a tree on the west side, the same fence with bamboo is cut. It is pushing the fence down, and what it is, it's not the tree itself. It's like an elbow coming through there. The branches come down and come out here, come back in and down. And I want that thing lopped off, and if it kills the branch, I don't care. But it's making our fence, it's bowing our fence.
Okay.
No objection to that? Great. If you see to that, I would
work
appreciate
order. Same thing. We will create a work order.
And item three, discussion on having seal replaced on kiosk to protect map and brochures.
We have the key, we have that scheduled with the glass company. I don't remember what the name of the glass company is.
Well, I do, I can't remember either. So,
yeah, okay. We do have that scheduled with them. I don't know the exact date that they're gonna get there, but we do have that scheduled.
I want to, for you to really press them about putting some rubber around that glass.
Yes, they will. That's what we're doing.
On car windows to keep the rain from seeping. Because, and the map itself is okay, because it's not whatever you call it. But that kiosk needs some of that rubber around
seal
where the brochures go.
Sure.
Because they're all wilted and cruddy. And do we have any more brochures, by the way?
I do not know that.
Wow, that's cool.
We can find out.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Anybody have any objection to that number 3 being done like that? I'll tell you.
No objections.
Okay. Discussion of Wreaths Across America program for December 14th to include equipment needed, guests, and speakers. That's you, Grace.
Mm-hmm.
What?
On the updates for the discussion for the Wreaths Across America program, the November 25th is the absolute last day for paper requests to sponsor a wreath.
Mm-hmm.
December 1st is the cutoff for online sponsorship.
Okay.
So if anybody asks you regarding that, you know, you've got those 2 dates.
Okay.
You said November 25th?
Yes.
And then December 1st?
Yes.
Okay.
And okay. If they talk to you about a sponsorship and they want to do it, take their information down. Have them make out a check for as many wreaths as they want, as long as they make the wreath or the check out to Wreaths Across America.
Okay.
And they give me the paperwork. Then I can do the paper sponsorship and send it off. I've already alerted the regional liaison of what we're doing, so she knows that if there's any that are coming up as far as mailings, that I will send her an email telling her this is what's happening, this is what's going on. And so she said that's good. Equipment needed is going to be the same as what we're going to have for Veterans Day, which will be the bleachers, the podium, the microphone, the sound system, and we want to make sure that we have that taken care of ahead of time so that we'll know who's responsible for what.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to have any last minute papoos come up.
Yes.
Or
okay. Food
pots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happens occasionally? Most.
The Legion, I want to bring Michael into it. The Legion Riders, the Bisbee American Legion Riders, will be escorting the wreaths as they did last year. We've already talked about in his meeting with individuals as far as having the wreaths taken care of and how it's going to come about in regards to bringing the wreaths back up here for them to escort them to the cemetery. We want to make sure that people know that, you know, the program is going to start at 10, because that coincides with the time that the wreaths are also, the ceremonies being conducted in Arlington. So everything is the same. So we'll start at 10. And also, we have 2 dates, 637 wreaths. So that means we're gonna need a lot of volunteers. So if we can get, you know, individuals, groups, anybody that you know that might be interested. I have a teacher that has contacted me that says her students may be interested in coming for that, and they want to make sure that they're giving these kids the education on remembering, honoring, and teaching what all this is all about. And so, you know, we're trying to work on numbers as far as her class is concerned. But we will need volunteers. An updated list of the cemetery information. That way we will know where some of these...
I'm sorry. I can see you looking for that on screen.
It took me almost four days to find one grave specific.
Wow.
In order to lay the wreath. And they wanted the wreath laid. They wanted a picture of it. And I'll tell you, when I found it, I was jumping up and down.
She was. I'm telling you, I was down here, and she was up in the corner, and she was having a wall-eyed kid up there.
If anybody would have seen me, they would have probably thought I was nuts. But this way we can find it.
No, I knew what you wanted to happen, because I've done the same thing.
Tell you. Now, in regards to wreaths, they can be grave-specific. I know that there's some of the other national or some of the other cemeteries in other states, they don't take grave-specific, but we can. We actually initiated that the very first time when I did the paperwork. So it's going to be grave-specific for Evergreen, grave-specific for Memory Gardens. In discussion with the Legion and the VFW, we will have just one ceremony instead of having two. And last year we had the cemetery at Evergreen, and then we moved over to Memory. And it was just repetition of what we did in Evergreen. So we are going to have just the one, so that everybody knows that, and when the witch is going to take in number two, the proclamation by the mayor, as he did last year. He will have to just read it one time instead of like he did last year, reading it twice. So then that way we'll get everything taken care of at that time. If there's anybody that you know that is interested in not only volunteering to lay the wreaths, but to volunteer to help coordinate some of the publicity out there. I mean, I'm doing social media, I'm putting in the newspaper. I'm not sure whether or not we could get the radio station involved. Or
why don't you ask the health inspector if you could have the kids help you? The scouts on Veterans Day.
Well, we're going to kind of discuss that at the Veterans Day program also, so
yeah,
that...
Because they've been wonderful, the little boys have.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I had a hard time finding them. And I've got about 26 on Charles's side, and more than that on my side. I mean, I've got 50 graves down there that I put them on. And it's a booger. There's 45 acres down there, and I've walked every bit. She's walked it three times.
The procedure when you lay a wreath, you're supposed to acknowledge the veteran. You're supposed to speak his name, because how the process is working and how they want it to continue is that veteran will never be forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
as you speak his name, we thank them for their service and lay the wreath. And so there are some people that are interested. I'm not sure if they're going to actually come and do it, but they're going to try to do a video of what we're doing. So that'll be really, really good. And so I'm kind of excited.
You know, we've got so many unknown down there. And my granddaughter, she's 18 now, but she was little. And her friend, they named, one of them's named Elvis, that's buried by my son. And they have names for all the different unknown soldiers. And they put flags on them when, you know, we'd go down there, but they were little babies. So I got them going, but damn it, they all grew up and left. I don't buy help me anymore.
You're not going to have enough wreaths, are you?
No, I had 900 as a goal. So, you know, we'll do like we did last year. We'll put on as many as we have. We'll take care of the grave specifics. And then as many wreaths as we have left over to do between the two cemeteries.
So I have a couple members of my family that served in the wars, so, and I've donated and bought wreaths. I definitely want wreaths for those.
Oh, most definitely. All the grave specifics, I will have the list and have those wreaths set aside, the number, as many as we need to take care of them.
So do I tell you how many I'll need?
Well, I think I have your paperwork. I think I have when I took your check, I think.
I just gave you a check. I didn't give you who it was.
Okay, well, then, yeah, please let me know. That way we've got that covered.
So it's only two.
Okay. And emphasize, please, to the people, they don't have to have a veteran family member. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, you're honoring a veteran, you know. So it doesn't have to be specifically family relatives. It's just that you're donating in order to have them honored.
Put it on a veteran's.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. Yes. Yep. That way they will know, you know, that they are remembered and honored. And one thing I was going to ask Mike in regards to what the discussion was last meeting. Lucci mentioned flags. Did you ever know whether or not Terry had donated the pipe, the white pipe? Did you ever see it anywhere in the...
No, I never saw the... no, I never seen it, so...
Okay, that was...
I know that it was discussed, though, about getting some pipes put in there, so that way it would be easier to lay the flags and stuff. So I know that was discussed, but
I... have one next to my son. It's an unknown soldier, and they do have a pipe in there. Mm-hmm. We put flowers in it all the time, but then we put that flag. It's an unknown. But I have some Vietnam kids up there. I've got all...
I think that was something that Carrie wanted to do for, for Boy Scout project, but I don't know as far as that goes.
Because Terry had agreed with Frank that he would supply the pipe, and it would already be cut to the length specific. So I was getting some conflicting information between. The VFW saying yes, it was delivered, and oh no, excuse me, it wasn't VFW, it was Snooty saying that it was delivered, and just wanted to find out who it was, because that would help laying the wreaths if we knew all the vets. And like you say, that was a project. You might not see it this year, but next year we should see it.
You might get a hold of the health inspector. What was his name? He's the Boy Scout leader.
Terry.
Yeah. I gave him a big, large map with all the veterans' names on it one year. I had it printed out. And he would probably know, you know, if they still got it. They better have it. But they had it from all the veterans. And it blows your mind how many are down there. It really does. I've got to get some wreaths from you, because I got the Barutos and the Corettos and the Giacominos and the Unknowns. And
just remember, the 25th, that's the deadline.
Okay.
The deadline on the December 1st was for...
Online.
Online
sponsorships. Uh-huh.
25th.
Okay.
Make sure that... The mayor has already agreed, and... in regards to number two, that he will do the proclamation. So I just have to email Ashley so that he'll be prepared for it.
Okay.
And number three, the overview of the coming Veterans Day program. I have these brochures that, or programs that Jesus's department did a good job on. And it specifically tells you who's going to be doing what. And we have the high school participating this time, which is really nice. I sort of said, I'm gonna have Douglas do it, because last year Bisbee didn't, wouldn't get back to me and have them commit to anything. So I told him I'm going to engage Douglas. It wasn't but 3 days that Smitty was contacted and was told that they were gonna be doing it, so thank God for that. But So the motorcycles will be riding in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that will actually be the beginning of the program with them coming in. And if you've ever seen that, motorcycles with their flags and the noise and the sound is just like it. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Very, very, very awesome. And then we do have the VFW participating also, and the high school, the band director will have them there, and they will perform numerous songs. Carrie's troop will also be leading the Pledge of Allegiance and posting colors. Is that what you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what you call.
Okay, and the this law and public safety program is actually, I believe, geared towards the JROTC program. And
oh,
so
really?
That's what they're doing. Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes. And then we have the vocals from the high school. We'll sing the national anthem. And the mayor will be emceeing the program, basically. The American Legion Auxiliary is going to be involved, which is nice. And they'll be there. They'll have the poppies. And there will be a short remembrance by the current VFW commander of the past commander, Frank Martinez. The guest speaker, Charles Hancock, is the Buffalo Soldier for Sierra Vista. And so he will be here also. Yes. And from what I understand, he will also talk about the Normandy, his experience laying wreaths, when they laid the wreaths at Normandy. So he will speak on that. Our fire chief, George Castillo, will do the closing. And as you can see, then we will have the closing. We had basically figured out it wouldn't be any more than an hour unless they got to talking quite a bit, and then it would be about an hour and a half, so. Yes.
Chris, I got a question, because I've seen that you've got TAPS here. TAPS is more for funerals, or, yeah. So you're going to, are you?
We've actually discussed this before, I think it was with you guys. And Lucci forgot to take that off.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did I forget?
No taps?
No taps. No, that's, as he is saying, that's for...
that's for those who passed.
Yeah. So that's more for Memorial Day. Because Veterans Day is, are the, honoring the current members, those that have served and are still serving.
So the live ones.
Yes.
But see, I looked up online and it says they honor the living and the dead. My husband and I had quite the conversation about that.
You can honor them at the same time, but you don't put flowers and wreaths on them.
Yeah. That basically is it.
Just one real quick thing on the Veterans Day thing. Javier will be there and he's got all of the equipment and everything, so, and it's already all loaded, so he'll be there to take care of everything.
I have a question.
Okay. I do have a question. I found out that, I think you probably already discussed this, but the Boy Scouts have the stakes to put in the ground. They thought it was at the VFW, but the Boy Scouts do have them.
Oh, good. We were just discussing that.
So, yeah, I looked, I hunted them down and.
All 1,000 or whatever.
Are they cut and everything?
They're cut. They're not painted yet. I didn't know who was supposed to be painting or if we're even gonna bother painting.
They're supposed to be painted white.
They're white now?
They're white.
I thought they were already.
Well, it could be.
Because your PVC is white. We have a, and the other condominium in Thatcher where my families are buried.
I'm gonna be good then. That's good.
Yeah, well, great. Okay.
Anything else?
Anything else, Linda?
Sorry.
Well, listen, no, we're glad you got here.
You're gonna put that in the member comments. Linda says she's sorry.
Would you write it to the end?
Would you please speak up?
No, we're glad you came because we were worried about.
First time anybody's asked me that.
Yeah.
Please, Linda, say more.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll get ahold of the Boy Scouts because on Memorial Day, they've got all my flags and I've got over 500.
So they've got the, so, yeah, they know that.
So they'll put them out.
He did say that, that they were gonna put them out.
Yeah, I went to see Carl. He said he'd be there putting them in the ground.
In case you have friends and.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Not at lunch tomorrow.
Are we done with Veterans Day? Do we have any member comments? You've all talked quite a bit already. You haven't. Come on, talk. You, Linda.
Are we gonna have, who mows?
Well, prisoners.
Our DLC crew.
Are we gonna have them done before Monday?
We already did.
Oh, good.
Yes, it's done.
No, it's all clean. It looks like a cemetery.
Oh, wonderful.
And the public works guys came up there for me. And they pulled those damn cactus down, excuse my language. It was falling over a little grave this big.
Well, that's
and I mean, they cleaned it up, and you can see forever when you go in there. It looks like a completely different place. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful.
I'm sorry, I haven't been over there since Halloween or whatever. Okay.
No, that was enough, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got any member comments on anything else? No? Well, yeah, I got this. Okay.
I do. Not that I want to put Michael on the spot, but his organization wants to get involved more with city programs. He wants to make sure that, you know, the Legion is out there. And people know that that the Legion is out there, right?
That's correct. We're, you know, the American Legion isn't about a bar. And that's one thing that we're, as my generation of younger, for the younger veterans, they don't want a bar anymore. They want some place to go out, and they want to be out in the public, and they want to be doing things.
Wow.
So, In order for us to show that we can do this without having a bar, our American Legion, and there's other American Legions like us that don't have a bar, do get out there and they do for the community and for the cities, and they work together really well, and some of them gel really well. I could tell you there's a post up north, they don't have a bar, they meet out of their house. And they have plenty of money in their bank account, and that's all they do is they do.
And what do they do with that money?
A lot of their charity goes to Orator Coal, Voice State. Those are programs that are in the schools. That's two of them right there.
Scholarships or
scholarships. Of course, you know, like with Christmas stuff, the Wreaths Across America. So, you know, that's our goal. That's my goal as the commander, right, current commander. So that's what we're trying to do. And my membership now is pushing me to get out there and get in contact with whomever I can, and let them know that we're here to help the city and help the other organizations within the city too. So.
So you could help us, because Debbie and I, before it got really hot and rainy, we were going in and cleaning up the cemetery. You know, mowing, it's one thing, but people bring flowers and that's the end of it. And so they fall apart and they're, you know, being blown around.
I went down there one day.
We pretty much clean it up, a section at a time. So we have not gotten to the back sections. But, you know, could we have a cleanup day with you, you know, with you guys, or what are you looking at?
Yeah, we can organize something like that. We don't have a lot of members though. We currently don't have a lot of members.
More than two.
But we can, I can definitely get something that, like that organized, so that way, you know, just get me a date and, we'll get some time and we'll get some people and then we can go in there and do a little bit of help like that too.
Chris, I have a comment.
Sure.
Can you have sanitation go down there and check those barrels, or once every 3 days or something? Cause people are cleaning now and those barrels get so full. I had to have them, they went up the other day and dumped them all. But when you start cleaning up old flowers up 45 acres, that's a few barrels full of them.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a few.
Yes, we can. We'll just have them put it on a schedule.
Well, even if they went once a week and just checked.
That's probably what we'll do sometime.
Then they wouldn't overflow like that.
Maybe when they're over cleaning, picking up trash. Sorry, you know, or something.
Did you guys need one of those things?
Hey, yeah, we need one of those.
Yeah.
Sticks with a sharp thing on the end.
Well, I'll have to get you something.
Or at least those little grabbers.
Yeah. I have those too. Yeah. Hmm. Well, I'll find some. Okay, staff comment.
None.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Future items for discussion. Anybody?
When's the next meeting?
Yeah.
That would determine what somebody discussed.
Now, how often are we going to be meeting?
Well, when we signed up, it was quarterly.
I know.
It should be the same, but I don't know that.
Well, would you check on that?
We can.
That would be good. Request a special meeting, and that's usually during the morning.
Yeah, but that's... A special meeting like we're having right now is great, because we're having a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish we would have,
There is... The next meeting is not scheduled yet. I think Nina was working on that for all of the committees.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as we find out, we can
draw on. Okay. Anybody else got any future items for discussion? No? Okay. Well, nobody else has anything, huh? I gotta bang on the table again, I guess.
Can the committee have a member at large? What does the charter say about that?
I have no idea on that.
We can have that as a future item.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Member at large?
Yes.
Okay.
What? So that would be someone who isn't...
Well, let me tell you something.
Or what? It participates.
Yeah. And helps with. Yeah, helps with a lot. Because I have people go down there and help me, but they aren't members of the... You know, per se. And it's hard to find somebody that will work that hard.
Because we have somebody else that said anytime we were going to call them and let them know.
And there's a lot of people that can't go to meetings.
And we haven't done that.
It's.
Okay.
Okay, that's it then?
That's it.
Do I have a motion?
I have a motion
to adjourn.
To adjourn.
Second.
Got a motion and a second to adjourn. At
6:08.
Thank you. At 6:08.
Did you want to vote on that? You should vote on it if there was a motion.
Well, I'm going to. All those in favor? I. Okay. I was unanimous.
Ready.